Tevila and the dinim of Tevila. So the time for Tevila is always a week after the Hefsek Taira. The Hefsek Taira is on a Sunday. So next week, Sunday night is going to be the Zman for the Tevila. Therefore, on Sunday is when she will have to prepare for the Tevila that night. There's Tevila b'zman a mitzvah, discussion, Rishonim, if there is a mitzvah or not, what the mitzvah is. Well, the Maaseh, the Beis Yosef brings down Tevila b'zman a mitzvah, either because for the mitzvah's oina, or mitzvah's peruvu. But there is achrayis to, and there's brought down in Yonim, also that the Tevila should be done when possible. The first time possible, as if it's possible to do it, then the Tevila should be done at the right time. Tevila is always a night. For Anita, it's a night. Even though min ha-Torah, she could already tevil on the seventh day. However, Chazal said that we want her to tevil at night. In cases, in situations where teviling at night is difficult, so then a shayla should be asked, and the Rav will decide whether to be matter to go during the day. Sometimes on the seventh day, and then they'll, if they get the head of the seventh day, so they just can't be mesiachid until the night. Or sometimes some rabbanim will only be matter on the eighth day. If the husband's not in town, so then she should go the night before her husband comes home. If let's say her husband's away, her lel tevila Sunday night, her husband won't be back until Tuesday, so she should go Monday night, so that when her husband comes back, she'll be mutter, he'll be able to come back to her while she's mutter. There's a tshuva Shvas Yaakov, there's a inyonim of sakana, of going earlier. The Eitza also is that she should go the night before, but she should either sleep with a baby in the bed or one of the husbands begging in the bed. Those are the Eitzas that are given for one who's tevil when her husband's not in the city. If you have a good heter from the Rav of the mikvah, then he'll let you. That may be very difficult to get that heter, but if you, maybe one day I'll be the Rav of the mikvah here, and then we'll be able to. But so far not.
Better than night before than, what? Let's say in that case of Sunday and Tuesday, better Monday night than Sunday night?
Yeah. But if she will not be able to do Monday nights, then we'll do Sunday night and just sleep those two nights with it. Okay. Now, on the day of the Tevila, this is already on the sheet. Is someone missing the sheet? I have one more here. Okay, so on the, you need it? If on the day of the Tevila, says the first part here, on the Tevila day, do not handle dough and other sticky things or eat meat, even chicken or chopped meat. Fish and other foods are permitted. There's a few minhagim that we find on the minik. The Shulchan Aruch calls it a minig yafa. If she did it, it's not ma'akiv in the tevila, but it's a minig yafa that she should try not to do, which is not to come in contact with things that are sticky, that could create a chatzita, and eating meat, and including this is anything else that she knows that gets stuck between her teeth. However, if it's Shabbos, Yontif, Chomoyed, and Purim, where there's a mitzvah to eat meat, then eating meat is permissible. Now, there's a Takanis Ezra, which is called Chafifa. One of the 10 Takanis that Ezra made was Chafifa. She should wash herself well to make sure there's no chatzitz. Many Rishonim learned that the Takanis of Ezra was b'miyuchar on the hair, because the hair is a place, areas of hair is a place where dirt and sweat gathers over there, so there's more possibility for chatzitza. Therefore, over there, there's a special takana. She should wash it out with warm water and comb it with a comb. The hair on the head should be combed with a comb. the other here just has to be separated either with your finger or separated by itself. But the hair on the head should be combed out with a comb. There are Rishayim that bring down that she should also wash her entire body as part of the takan of Ezra. Therefore, we know that she should wash her whole body. There's a minig brought down by the Maril that she should sit in a bath until the middle of her stomach for 8 minutes, 10 minutes, up to 10 minutes. 10 minutes is the most that she needs to. But that's the minig of the Maril. In a case where someone does not have a bath in the house and she's not comfortable doing it in the mikvah, or even if she's comfortable doing the mikvah on Friday and sometimes difficult to find the mikvah that's open early enough to be able to do it, so then just stay in the shower for 8 minutes or 10 minutes and that's enough. Or if she has a bath and she can do it in the bath, then the minig would be to sit in the bath for 10 minutes. Now there's three parts of the body. There's galoy, the parts of the body that's open, the outside of the body, that has to come in contact with the water. Therefore, there cannot be any chatzitza, meaning any separation that's separating the body from the water. Anything that's considered a chatzitza, which min ha-tayra, a chatzitza is something that's on roiv the guf. And we go with the Rishonim that each area of here is considered like a guf by itself. So chatzitza on roiv the guf. And it's makbit, that's min ha-tayra, that makbit means she would do whatever she could to remove it. Midrabanan, it's either roiv guf or makbit. Either one of the two variables will create a chatzitza. The Rama brings down that we're noyig to remove all chatzitzas, even if it's only a miut, and ein makbid. Therefore, in the lima that we're about to go through, and what she learned in her kala class, it's all on the lechatchila, working with the Rama, that one should try to remove all chatzitzas that they may have on themselves. In any case where she calls home or she comes home and she says, I forgot to do this and this thing, or I'm not sure if I did it, before you send her back, speak to a Rav, because to go back to the mikvah, it's come out like shvichas dam. It is. The first time around is taking a lot of her emotional health, that she has to go through this whole process, and tabling is a big step. So to make her do it a second time is not pasha. To speak to her many times, it's not ma'akev, because it's only part of that category of the Rama that we try to get rid of all chatzitzas, and therefore won't be ma'akev. Okay, so let's go to the so that's the first part, is the gullah. Second part is beis hastarim. Beis hastarim are those parts of the body which are hidden but open to the outside. Her mouth, her ears, her nose, any other area where there's opening to the outside. Over there, the din is, has to be royal to be a sponge. She doesn't have to type with her mouth open, but it has to be clean enough that if water will come in, it will be able to reach all parts. And then we have what's called belua. Belua is in the body itself, where over there, there's no chatzitza. If for whatever reason they had to put something into her body, whether it's pins or plates or whatever it may be, that's not a chatzitza. At what point in the base of stardom does it change to being belua? That's a question in the paiskim. Either it's as far as you reach, meaning it lets her nose, her ears, she ever puts a finger in there, as far as the finger would go, normally that's where is the base of stardom, and further than that is belua. Or the other sheet is just by the opening. When you're looking at it, what you see by the opening. Chatchila, we can try to work with the shita as far as her finger would normally go. But the diavet will go with the shita that as long as she's clean by the opening, that will be fine. So let's see the sheet over here. Chafifa. The preferred custom is to begin the chafifa before sundown and continue until nightfall. The machlekes Rishonim, when to do the chafifa, when to do these preparations. Is it better to do it while it's still day? The tefillah, like we mentioned before, has to be at night. But it's a kachavim. Over here in Shalim, the noig a half an hour, even people that keep 72, Tevelet, a half an hour after Shkia. So now the question is it better that she should do the preparations while it's still day? So she won't do it in a rush. She still has plenty of time. She'll take her time to do it calmly and all that. Or maybe no. Maybe it's better she should start doing it at Shkia so that it will be Samach, it will be close to the Tevila, and there's less of a chance for a Chatzitza to come onto her between the preparations and the Tevila. We try to accomplish both, so we start earlier, and we continue into the night. So, depending on how long it takes, so there's no Zman how long it has to take her, there's no share at all. Some women could take half an hour, some women 40 minutes, some women an hour. Depending on how long it takes her, and depending on when she's going to have to leave to go to the mikvah, is how much before Shkia she'll start, and then continue towards the time of Tevila. If the entire Chafifa is done after nightfall, Chafifa should take as long as it normally takes when begun earlier. Normally, we don't give any Zman to it, because we're not worried, she'll take her time, she'll do it properly. But when she's doing the whole Chafifa after the night, which is not the best thing, we want her really to start earlier, but for whatever reason she cannot do it earlier. If she could do something earlier in the morning, she could start preparing a little, that would also be better. But if she can't and she's doing the entire Chafifa after Shkia, so then already we want her to not time it exactly, but if she knows that it normally takes her 40 minutes, make sure it's 40 minutes. Cutting nails and sitting in the bath is included in the time of preparation. It's all included in this time of preparation. During the time of the Chafifa, a woman must sit in bath of hot water above the navel for 10 minutes. And that's it. There's a misconception that women think they have to sit there for half an hour, hour. Even when doing the entire Chafifa at night, a woman does not have to sit in the bath for more than 10 minutes. There's nothing more to do than that. There is, it will come off whether she's doing it at night or not. Do not use very hot water for the Chafifa. Bathe and rinsing, use water that's comfortably hot. Also, sometimes women feel like they were taught that it has to be hot water, so it has to be almost like scalding hot, but the idea is just not cold. Cold doesn't clean as well as hot water. Chafifa washing, cleaning, examination should not be done more than one time. She does it once, next, vaita. That's it. No going back. Important rules of chatzitza. Anything that the woman is not makpid on at home and when going among people, example, shopping or school meeting, and most women are not normally makpid on, when not tabling, is not a problem for tzvila. Meaning, what the get of makpid is on what she's not makpid on at home. On a normal day, she will go outside. She will go shopping. She will go to pick up her child from the tender. She will walk outside in front of other people like this. We don't measure what would you be makpid on if you were going to a chasana, because that happens once in a blue moon. Tell me daily, when you go outside, are you makpid on this or not? That's the get of makpid. And you could assume, I hope so, that what your wife is not makbid on, then most women are also not makbid on. Anything that the woman is makbid on at home or when among people, even over here it's even if most women are not makbid, but if she herself is makbid or most women are makbid, if she's not, is a problem for tefillin. Okay. So then also we're maybe a little more lenient, but the same idea. If you would have this spot of paint or whatever it is on your finger or something like that, so then would you be makpid or not? Or she's swimming, going swimming, would she be makpid? Things like that. Okay, here by teeth. Let's see teeth. Brush teeth well with a toothbrush and toothpaste one time. Afterwards, clean with a toothpick, preferably a plastic one, because a wooden one, especially if she's not used to it, it could crack, get stuck, and when something gets stuck in your teeth, there's no bigger makpid than that. It's like really frustrating. Only on the outer side of the teeth and not on the inside. All she has to do is go by the outside and that's enough. Do not force the toothpick, only use it in places where it goes in smoothly. A woman who regularly flosses her teeth, she should also floss before tefillah. If she does not use dental floss regularly, it's preferable for her not to floss before the tefillah. Many times women that do not usually use floss, the floss gets stuck or ripped, or so it creates other issues. A woman who flosses does not have to use a toothpick. So flossing is enough. Afterwards, rinse mouth with water, so if there's any schmutz left there, you spit it out. Okay, dentures that can be removed must be removed. Time for cleaning teeth, no more than 5 minutes. Head. In the mouth with fillings. Permanent fillings are not a chatzitza. A temporary filling depends how long it's in there for, how long it was in there, how long it will be in there, and how smooth it is. But also in general, there's eitzah for it, so it's not so complicated. Head. Wash hair in hot water with soap or shampoo, then rinse well with hot water and comb. Like we said, the hair on the head should be combed out with a comb. Remove dandruff as well as usually done at home. What remains afterwards is not a chatzitza. A woman who has nits should comb her hair with a metal ice comb. What remains afterwards is not a chatzitza if she's not makpid on this at home. A woman who has lice or suspects that she has lice should comb her hair with a metal ice comb and make sure to remove all the lice. Because that, at least I think not. Maybe first was saying differently, right? What? No, this is written by, this is a translation of Rabbi Isaac, which is Israeli. Saying, so he was saying in America they're not makpid on so much. At first, was saying from Chicago when he was here in the Kail. Okay, so I don't know. Okay, face. Wash face is usually done at home when not tabling. A woman who never uses soap to wash her face is not required to use soap at the time of Chafifa. A woman who uses makeup should be careful to clean her face very well. This is negated to Matzei Shabbos. She puts on makeup on Shabbos, and she's tabling Matzei Shabbos. So she has to make sure that she should keep in her mind Erev Shabbos that those makeups that it's difficult to remove, she should either do less or do it in a way that it won't be so difficult to remove it Matzei Shabbos. Eyes, remove contact lenses. This is an example of something which, if she didn't do it, it won't be ma'akiv. Clean the eyelashes and corners with the eyes. Eyebrows do not have to be combed or separated, only washed because they're separated by themselves. Nose, blow the nose using a wet finger or tissue. Wipe out the inside of the nose as deep as usually done. Not further, she doesn't have to stick it in further, just as long as normally done. Ears, clean ears externally if the fold in the folds and behind. Using a wet pinky finger, wipe out the inside of the ears as deep as usually done. A woman who is accustomed to cleaning her ears with a Q-tip at home should also do so before the tefillah. If she does not usually use Q-tips, she need not do so before the tefillah. Cleaning earring holes. This may be done by passing the earring itself through the hole. A woman who has stopped wearing earrings does not need to clean the holes with the earrings. It is sufficient to remove the dirt by rubbing with the fingers. Just rubbing on the outside of it is really enough. Time for cleaning ears, no more than 3 minutes. Nails and hanging skin, cut fingernails and toenails as usual and not more. And by most women, it's enough. If they cut it the normal amount, it's usually enough. If they dafka one have long fingernails, then already it's more of a question. And then she should speak to her rav, or she dafka wants to leave on her nail polish, or whatever reason is, so that's also a question to speak to her rav about. Little hanging skin pieces are not a chatzitza. Those little pieces that get them crazy, but nervous about, is not a chatzitza unless it's really makpid to remove that piece. But usually it's not a problem. They're only finding it the night of tefillah. Hands. Warning. Do not use bleach or other dangerous substances on the fingers before the tefillah. Dirt that does not come off without bleach is not a chatzitza. Feet. Clean well between the toes. Hard skin on the heel or foot. If one would remove or rub the skin with a stone when bathing at home, she should do so before the chafifa. However, if she would not remove it at home, she need not do so now. Body, wash the whole body in warm water and soap one time so no dirt remains. A woman who washes only with her hands at home the sponge or washcloth does not need to use the sponge for the chafiva. Separate all body hairs with fingers without a comb, right, except for the hair on the head. Wash private parts by hand externally. Clean navel so no dirt remains. After washing the whole body with soap, rinse very well with a lot of water in a shower. A woman should not think or pay attention if she needs the bathroom. Only if she is sure that she needs to use the bathroom, she should do so before the tefillah. Again, if she would need the bathroom, it's not a problem, chatzitu, because it's beluah. Because we're worried that if she really needs the bathroom, she might come to hold herself in, and that will cause a fold in her body, which will be a separation between the body and the water. So if she does not need the bathroom, she's not sure if she does or not, that's not a problem. Therefore, she should go fight though. This is called iyun. Iyun is min ha-Torah. She has a din, she has to check herself over before she tevels. After washing and showering, before tevila, the entire body must be inspected to be sure that no dirt remains. Face, inspect the mirror. In the mirror, visually inspect all parts of the body that are visible, front of body, hands, feet, etc. Feel and check remaining parts that are not visible, head, back, etc. Ask the mikveh attendant to inspect the upper back, which cannot be reached. Time for examination, no more than 2 minutes. Okay. We'll jump down to number 15. This is just the tefillah itself, which the lady could read through. Number 15, the biggest hiddur is not to let doubts and worries enter your mind, and to tell everyone you're happy and calm and return home happy and feeling good. Okay, so if anyone doesn't have the sheet and they want the sheet, they could just email me and I'll send them the sheet, or if you lose the sheet. This sheet has helped many people, and many women have expressed to me that it was very clear and helped them out very, very much. So if there's any questions, I just want to end up one thing. We mentioned earlier that the zman for the chafifa should start early in the day, going to night. We have Friday night where you cannot do it at night, so you have to do everything earlier. So again, it has to be done during the day, obviously. But we would prefer later on in the day. But you have to work out how much later in the day before that mad Shabbos rush begins, so you'll do it calmly and patiently. Sometimes you can do it earlier and just before Shabbos take a good shower and all that and make sure the hair's combed out. Matzei Shabbos also we run into this issue because you don't have me by doing to do it. So the meaning is to do the Chafifa Friday, or at least as much as you could do Friday, so that Matzei Shabbos you only have to take a shower, make sure the hair's combed out and go to the mikvah. The trick is what happens when it's a two-day yontif or here and there, so Rosh Hashanah, the middle night over there, you don't have mibayit yom, you don't have afterwards. So you have to prepare Erev Yontif, and over here, Yitak have to be very careful, she has to be careful throughout that first day of yontif to make sure that no chatzitza comes on, because then it will be complicated what she could do. So if it's second day yontif, you bet some can get a better stroll. Or even a Friday night also, if something comes up, you have to get a guy and things like that to take care of it.
Much yantif in that week, you said, you only do everything much yantif?
Same like Matzah Shabbos, so you do, so then you do everything much yantif, yeah.
What about Matzah Shabbos with the bath, let's say? That could be sent from Friday or Matzah Shabbos?
Could be, if you did the bath on Friday, it could be sent from Friday. But then again, Matzah just washes over there, right? There is a case where when it comes out that let's say it comes out that the Lel Tzvila is Matzah Shabbos. No, 1 second. Right, you have 2 days yontif, and then you have 2 days yontif with a Shabbos afterwards. So and it's on the second night of yontif. So then, right, if it's possible, we'll be makel many times to let her do that earlier, so it shouldn't come out so if she could do it on the fourth day, not early in the fourth day, but on the fourth day instead of the fifth day, so that it shouldn't have to come out on that second night, which is 2 days of being careful, which is both. Okay. Hashem, next week we're left with just the Vestas. We'll go through Vestas next week. A good job.
Can't forget your own mind.
I told something. I said, don't answer it. You're going to have it.